taking care of business. Path to Pro Radio is on. Here we go.
Play guitar by numbers. Watch this.
Ah, sweet hot licks there, Billy Boy.
Thank you, man.
Welcome to Path to Pro Radio. I'm Jimmy Ray.
And this is Bill Crespo. Today we have a great guest. Jody, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing this morning?
A little slow, can you tell?
I don't know.
Let's liven this up. Let's bring some energy this morning.
Welcome to Path to Pro Radio, Jody. And this show is, well, we try to make it about people's path to being a professional on their own terms. And how do we do that? And so we thought we'd get you to start the show off today by giving people a kind of a feel of your history and how you got to where you're at.
Yeah. So, but you started at five doing gymnastics. And can you explain people what that is? Because if you're not a parent of a gymnast, you have no clue what goes on there. Because it's more grueling for the parents. No, I was kidding.
Probably, Bill. Yes. I started gymnastics at the age of five, and I competed all the way till I was 18. It is pretty intense. So what people don't realize is that if you want to compete at a really high level in gymnastics, you are committed. You're committed. Anytime you're not in school, you're at the gym. Yeah. So I really started in high school. I would go to school in the morning and I'd go right from school to the gym, and I'd be at the gym for 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
Then I'd go home and I'd do my homework and I'd get up and do the same thing the next day. And actually my senior year, I ended up going into the gym from 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning. Then I'd go to school. Then I'd go back to the gym and I'd be there from 4 to 8, and then go home and do homework and start it over. So it was pretty intense. And I learned a lot of really great life lessons through that.
Yeah.
So did you have a particular event that you excelled in, or does a gymnast like you have to do all the events?
That's a great question, Jimmy. We actually do all the events, but my favorite was the floor. Mm. I was definitely a specialist in floor and placed high in the floor.
Did they have levels at the time when you were in it? Did they have like different levels?
They did. I know that's way back when, Bill, but they had levels at that time.
Sorry, I didn't know. And that was 1940.
But you know, the thing is it's so hard on your body being a gymnast. Do you feel the effects of your childhood dream today, you know, like sore knees or hips, or, I mean, does that work on you?
Yeah. Yes, I do have a hip that really flares up every once in a while, but I stay really active right now just because of the fact that it helps me feel better and helps me perform better on a daily basis. So really, you know, staying active now and doing my stretching, yoga, Pilates, bar classes, that sort of thing really continues to help me stay and feel active.
So. You know, I also want to say, and we'll get to this point, she's a CEO of a very successful real estate company in Boise, Idaho. But I wanted to ask you this question that a lot of parents sometimes ask or that don't know gymnastics, is this whole thing about socialization. You know, Jody, you were in the gym so much. Were you able to socialize? Did that affect you in growing up? And all this kind of stuff they always say about gymnasts. Address that, because I think it's something that people need to hear.
You know what? That's so great. It's a really good point. And I learned leadership skills in the gym. I learned how to be a role model and an example to all the younger girls who were looking up to me. And I learned a lot of discipline and perseverance, right? It's not easy. So when you talk about socialization, I had friends outside of the gym, but I was very focused. And from the time I was young, I was just, that's just in my DNA. And so for me, that was my life. I was loving it. I was engaged. I was excited. I was working with my coaches, learning how to work with my teammates, being a role model. So there was so many lessons that I gained in that regard.
And you didn't feel like you didn't feel like you missed something either, because my girls didn't feel. I think later on, and as they get older, they go okay, but they really have friendships now that lasted forever.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Bill, is that, you know, people ask me, like, do you feel like you missed out on your youth?
No, actually,
I feel like I had an amazing experience that created the person that I am today.
So did you age out? I mean, what ended your gymnastic career?
You know what? Honestly, I got to college and I was going to do gymnastics in college. That was my path. And the first semester in college, I blew out my ankle. Oh. And I decided at that point, you know what, I really want to take a different path. And I had an opportunity that first semester in college to be in a leadership role. And that just stole my heart. So leadership was like, okay, this is a passion. This is something I can do for the rest of my life. Do I give up on the dream that I've had of being like a collegiate gymnast and focus on leadership? And at that point, I decided that was probably the best path for me. And I'm so glad
yeah.
I made that decision. I mean, at the time, it was super hard, right?
Yeah. Who was your hero when you were a kid? Who did you look up to? Like, a lot of golfers today are looking at Tiger Woods and different guys.
Oh.
I want to be like that. Who was yours in gymnastics?
Oh my gosh, Mary Lou Retton, hands down.
Yeah.
I was like, I love her.
I thought the time in the Olympics that she still performed, and I think she won a medal with a bum leg or ankle or broken something. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Isn't that the story of every gymnast who wins? It's like they did it on an injury of some kind.
Wow.
You know, my daughter broke her back.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Your daughter?
Yeah, on the uneven parallel bar, she had cracked something back there. You know how they had to wear that body cast and... Yeah, so it's a tough sport. But it's funny, right around 18, they also started thinking about doing other things. And my daughter went into, there's a new thing called acro now. So they changed the gymnastics to more of an acrobatic type of deal.
Wow.
But so this is so cool.
That's cool.
And then in school, what was your major? What did you major in college?
In college, I majored in K-12, PE and health. So physical education was my degree, which is nothing that I did actually in my career, but I loved it.
Then you transitioned to, I've never asked you this. Now, Jody, I've worked with her company before, so, you know, I know a little bit about it, but I don't know, how did you get to this point where you became the CEO of real estate team that you weren't even a real estate person at the time? How did that all happen?
Well, you know what is interesting is I've had quite the path in my business career. So after I graduated from college, I did do teaching. I taught for 1 year one semester, at an elementary school because I graduated in December. So I taught for one semester, that spring semester. And I decided at that point, oh my gosh, I love teachers. And I think that's so amazing. My family is all in teaching. And I realized that, you know what, that wasn't my path, at least teaching in the school system wasn't my path. So so I took on a role at Boise State University, and I managed one of the largest residence halls on campus. So I did that. I managed college students, 500 of them.
Wow.
For or 6 years. Yeah. And I learned a lot of really great skills during that time. I taught leadership courses on campus. I managed kids who were suicidal, who had alcohol problems, who were having anxiety attacks, you know, all the crisis situations. I was trained in that to really manage that. And I loved my time on campus because I made such a big impact on those kids during that age. It's such an impressionable age. And so to be able to be an influence on them and really guide them on their path was so amazing. So I stayed there and did that for about 5 years. And then I moved to recruiting at Boise State, and I recruited for Boise State. So I traveled all over and recruited students that were at junior colleges to come to Boise State to finish their 4-year degree. Loved that, did that for about 2 years. And then I decided, you know what, I had this entrepreneurial spirit. So I was like, okay, I really love fitness. I love health. I want to pursue my own business. So I opened up a personal training studio. And I did that for about 5 years. Now, life happens. I ended up getting a divorce during that time. So I sold out to my ex-husband. And I went across town and I opened my own gym. And I built it up again from the ground to a full running business with 5 or 6 employees. And I sold that after about 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Because I had my son. And after about a year of trying to manage my son and the hours of personal training, which was like 5 a.m. to about 10 p.m., right? Because you're working when people can work out.
Right.
And I decided I wanted more of a balance in my life. So what I did at that point is I went and I worked for an engineering and construction firm. It was a large engineering and construction firm. And I was there. I started out, honestly, at the ground. So I started out as an administrative assistant. And I just worked my way up to the VP of operations and helped that company.
Wow.
Yeah, merge with another really large engineering firm. And that was a pretty amazing experience. So I led about, let's see, six or seven offices. I can't remember off the top of my head now, but it's about six or seven offices all across the Northwest in Canada, and traveled, managed their engineers, managed the workload, managed the budgets for the office. Hmm. And gosh, you know, it was.
I've seen her work. She can do this.
This girl is busy.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
She's just been busy, brother. Yeah. I mean, but you know, a lot of times, and this is true in my career in radio and in real estate, but, you know, doors open and I made the right decision at the right time. But it sounds like you made your own doors open because of your work ethic and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That's so nice.
No, absolutely.
I just pride myself on, I don't care, like, role, title, any of that doesn't matter to me. What I want to do is I want to make a difference. I want to work hard. And, you know, I grew up on a farm. And so we had to, right? You say that when you're a kid. I had to wake up every morning.
They made me wake
at
up.
At 6 a.m. That's right. I had to get up early. My parents had like this whole chalkboard of chores that I had to do before we even got on the bus. At 7 a.m. we had to ride the bus forever to get to school.
Wow.
And, you know, so that work ethic is ingrained in me, that grit, that perseverance, that you can make anything happen through your effort. And so that's just kind of the mantra I have in life. And I've lived my life that way, which is fun, because you do create your own destiny. And I believe that truly the effort that you put in equals the results that you have in your life.
So who would you credit, Jody, to your success in your life? Is there a person that you say, definitely, that's the person that sent me and got me to where I'm at in terms of bringing you up, giving you your work ethic, the way you handle people, the way you deal with people, liking to deal with people? Who was the person that you would credit for all that?
Gosh, I've had so many great mentors
life. Besides Billy Crespo. Yeah.
You knew I was going to say Bill.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank
go
you.
Ahead and cut that one off.
I was going to cut in.
I knew
and say
she was
something.
Going there.
I love it. I really have had a lot of mentors, but I have to say that probably the most influential, especially in my younger years, and just in that, the work ethic, the drive, the positivity, looking at life from an optimistic point of view. I mean, really, that's probably my mom. Mm.
Yeah,
she's pretty amazing.
You know, what's interesting too, what we don't have, you know, getting up early before school, the farm, working, we're missing some of that stuff now. You know, we don't have that anymore. And you're seeing the kids change and not working as hard. I mean, you know, getting three or four jobs in the old days or whenever, if you grew up that way, was normal. So then you transition from that. And I didn't realize all these positions you had. I didn't know that you had these businesses, which is, tells me a lot more about yourself now. And now I understand you better. And so how did you jump into real estate? How did that happen?
Well, when I was at the engineering and construction firm, I was actually traveling a lot, and I had two young boys at the time. My husband also traveled a ton for business, and we'd literally pass in the airport, high five, like, you got the kids? Okay, I'm off. and so at one point, we literally said to each other, you know, one of us needs to be home base, and his degree is engineering. Like, that's his passion. So I was like, I'm not going to pull you out of your path, right? And I love leadership. I could take my skills and apply them anywhere. And at that time, there was an opening for operations at the real estate team here in Boise that has the best reputation, was the number one team. And I was like, I want to align myself with the best. So I applied, and I was actually pretty persistent, because they didn't call me back. And I'm like, I want a job there. So I kept calling.
Why doesn't that surprise us for some reason?
Yeah. Persistence. What a weird quality for Jody
to
have.
It didn't seem that way.
I would never have thought that. As persistent, yeah.
Yeah, so I just kept calling. I finally got an interview, and I came in. even though I had that experience and everything that I'd done in my life, I came in honestly as an administrative assistant on the operation side. And literally within 2 months, Lisi, who's the owner of the company, she asked me to stay after a meeting, and she looked at me and she said, "You are not an administrative assistant. Right. What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, you know, I just want to contribute to the overall company. Like, I don't really care what my role is. So I'm just going to dive in and figure it out." And so very quickly, we made that a VP of ops role, and I took on all the operations.
Wow, that's
and
great.
Then, yeah. And then probably 2.5 years into that, I went into the role of CEO, and I've been in that role for a little over 2 years now. And gosh, I just feel so lucky. I have so much gratitude for being here and for the team that I get to work with. It's amazing.
But you know, as I'm listening to your story, I hear somebody that it doesn't matter what the position is called. I just want to get in there and do what I can do. And then the rest just happens because they see your abilities and your talents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you just, I don't care if I'm an administrative assistant or whatever, if I'm cleaning the toilets, this is what I want to do. And I'll just make a contribution. And then they realize this girl is much more than that.
Exactly.
And that's impressive. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, that goes back to my mom. Honestly, I remember her telling me one time, she worked in the school system when I was growing up. And I remember her telling me one time, "Jody, it doesn't matter if it's the custodian or if it's the principal of the school, you treat everybody the same." And she literally did. And I watched that as an example. And so I really don't care what the role is. I just want to contribute.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and I think the other side of it is how much time you put in to learn the role. Because I know your background in gymnastics, you trained to be able to perform for, you know, a couple hours at the meet. But how much time did you take to keep moving up? I mean, what did you do when people didn't see you to get better at what you were doing?
YouTube is my best friend. So when I don't know anything, I dig in. I do research. Like people, you know, I think. And not everyone is this way, but there's a lot of younger kids that are coming up through the system now that they figure you go to work from 8 to 5 and then you go home, and people just owe you things because you show up to work. And my philosophy has always been, you know what, if I want to grow and I want to continue to create and curate my own life, I have to grow outside of work. So that means I'm researching things. I mean, I came into the real estate business. I knew nothing about real estate. Yes, I'd sold a few homes, right? But I didn't know anything about the real estate industry. So I really had to dig in. I was reading books. I was watching podcasts. I was listening to audiobooks. I was doing whatever it took. And I was asking questions. I would just talk to people in the office. I'm like, "Hey, tell me, what does inspection mean? What is appraisal? Like, how, you know, what's earnest money?" And, you know, the more that I dug in and asked questions with the team, it built trust with them too. They were like, "Gosh, this girl is in it to win it. You know, she wants to know what's happening. She doesn't want to just be here to show up. She's like interested." And, that's a big deal to me.
And so often people like you, which I think Bill and I are very similar in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. to your situation and how you approach things. But I think people like us and like you will stick out after a while. It's like so obvious. It's like the bulb is brighter with this person in this organization, just because of the way you approach it.
Yeah, and I think that why I wanted to do this podcast is this whole aspect of going from an amateur, which is kind of your average person basically in sports, and to a pro. And you, what Jimmy was just saying was so right on, is that whatever position you're in, you're going to be a pro at it. And whether it be cleaning toilets, you know, getting into real estate. And what's interesting now, along with what she's doing now, she's taking another leap. And tell them what your new leap is and what you're doing, because I think that's a really cool next step. And it makes total sense from your background.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I just started an enterprise called Jody Leads. And I really why I started this organization was I wanted to be able to give back. I want to be able to give back to other women, to share my leadership journey, to help them along their path. And so I just did my first event probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I had 30 people in attendance. It was so fun. We shared so many stories with each other, and really learned and grew together as a group. And all the donations, like all of the fee to attend that event, I donated back to the AVID program at my son's school, which is basically a life leadership skills program. And I just love giving back to programs that are teaching kids leadership and life skills. I think that's so important. So I love it. It's all about inspiration. Jody Leads is about inspiration. It's about motivation. It's about determination to curate your best life. We all have control over the life we want to have. And it's all about the mindset and attacking life as if you are literally writing your own story. You're not letting things happen to you. You are making it happen.
Well, I think so many people these days, it appears to me, take the victim stance rather than the I'm in control. They take the woe is me stance and don't know how to help themselves.
Yes. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves is when people, you know, go into victim mode. And I have been a huge proponent. I teach my kids. I teach anyone who's around me. You know, it's all about our mindset. So there are certain things, certain strategies that I've incorporated in my life as I've learned how to be my best version and continue to be it every day, right? I want to show up 1% better every day. But there are certain strategies that I've implemented that I think have really helped me get to that point in my life where I feel like I'm contributing at a really high level. And the leadership portion, when people think like, who do I lead? They're thinking about everybody else. And what I think about is when I lead myself first, I can show up as even better leader for other people. So I think that leadership really starts with ourselves. So the strategies that I use are about how do I lead myself to be the best version of me so I can then show up as my best version for others.
So Jody, give me an example of leading yourself. Like what things can someone do now with the market changing the way it is with real estate people around the country and different markets? They're talking about localized recessions in different markets. How can someone lead themselves? What are some of the tips you can give us?
Well, I think to myself, what can I control right now? I can't control the market. I can't control what's happening around me socioeconomically, you know, in the world, any of that. But what I can control is my effort. So what am I going to do each day to maximize my effort to get the results I want? I'm going to probably in this market, I'm speaking real estate specific right now, in this market, I'm probably going to have to call 20 people versus 10 people a day. I'm probably going to have to write 10 offers to get 3 accepted. So I'm going to have to double down on my efforts, but that's something I can control, right? I can't control what's happening in the market. So those are things that I think about. Now, if I'm thinking about just my personal self, a few things that that I've done, you know, I know that you guys are men, but as a woman,
we are men.
Oh, okay, my gosh.
Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah.
As a woman, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to, you've got to be the mom, the wife, you've got to get the kids everywhere. You've got to, you know, cook dinner. You've got to be at work. You've got to perform at a high level. And really, I had a realization probably a couple of years ago that, you know what, first and foremost, I have to make myself a priority. So what I started doing is I started waking up an hour earlier every day because I was trying to fit my workouts in at noon and I kept missing them for a year. I just like, it would be so sporadic.
You just got all flabby and just out of shape and not good.
Totally did. Yeah. I was like, that's not good. No. So I did. I just set my alarm and I'm like, I'm getting up at 4:30 every morning. There's no excuses. Wake up, get your workout in, change up what you're doing for your workout so you can do it at home. Mm. Then I spend time meditating and if you know me, Bill knows me. Yeah. That is, you know, for me to say meditating, people are probably like, are you crazy? Because I am probably the most hyper and most energetic person you will meet. But I did take time and I really practiced meditation. It wasn't something that came easy to me, but what happened was I gained control of my mind.
Yep.
When I started doing meditation every morning, it put me in the right place and started my day off in the right manner in which I could show up as that best version. So that just incorporating those two things, those two strategies in my morning, set my day up for success already. And that was a big turning point in me gaining control over my leadership of myself.
So how much do you think being a competitive athlete for all those years contributes to your current success?
Oh, gosh. I mean, honestly, probably a ton. Yeah. Because I learned the work ethic. I learned the drive. I learned failure over and over. I can't get a skill. I can't get a skill.
Fall.
And you got to keep getting up. You got to keep doing it. And so those skills probably really have led me to this point in my life, honestly.
All right. So I have a personal question.
Yeah.
Ready? You want me to leave the room?
Yeah, go ahead. Did you ever split the beam?
Oh, Bill, oh, I can't gosh. Ask. Can't believe you asked me that.
This is code word. Only gymnast parents know and kids. That,
yes.
You, you did. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Is that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You, if you did that, you'd be crying.
That would
Jimmy.
Be life-changing yeah, if I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
For you guys, it would, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because what's interesting, because I used to, you know how you have the judges and the refs that are there, you have to time. So if you split the beam, you fall off. How many seconds do you have to get back up? It's almost like 30 seconds, a minute at the latest.
You have 30 seconds to get back up onto the beam. Oh, yeah. That was like, okay, pull yourself together, breathe through it, shake it off, mentally reset, get up there. Let's go.
Back to what Jimmy said, really, that's like life. And that's what's going on right now. You got to get back up. And what happens is I see these agents that are just curling up. You know, not understanding that you're going to have to put more time into this to make things happen. So, you know, here's what I got from you. You went from gymnast, wife, mom, business owner, admin, CEO, now leading women to help them get better. And I know Jody personally, you beam, it comes from your heart. Which is not just, you know, you're doing it just to make money or you're doing it. It actually comes from your heart, which people can tell. And that's why people want to work under her. But I think this is awesome. How can people get a hold of you if they need to ask you questions or know about what's going on? I know you're going to do more with this. So give us how people can get a hold of you.
I love it. So the best way to follow me is really on Instagram. And it's at Jody with a Y, Jody underscore leads, LEADZ. And I share tips, I share inspiration, I share leadership all on my Instagram page. And then just this week, we're finishing actually my website. So you'll be able to go to jodyleads.com here in the next week or two.
Nice.
Which is really exciting. And I love, just like Bill said, like it truly comes from my heart. I was made to give back and I love, love, love it. So if you are a business owner, if you're an agent, if you're someone who works with a group and you want someone to talk with your group about inspiration, about how to lead themselves, leadership in general, how to create culture in the workplace, I'm your person. And you can reach me on Instagram or you'll be able to reach me through my website here shortly as well.
And I think that your servant's heart shines through, Jody.
For
so,
sure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I think that's such a great base from which to grow a life. And so God bless you. Jody, thanks for being on Path to Pro today. It's, I'm sure, touched people and will help them on their path to pro as well.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.